Twitter loses their entire payroll department, and the Twitterverse says, what's the big deal? Now, I could personally care less that the company in question is Twitter. That is irrelevant. What is relevant is a company with thousands of employees across the U.S. are due to be getting a paycheck, and no one at Twitter HQ knows the process. All those people left the company. From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify, sponsored by the Metavit Companies. Roger here, human capital management consultant, marketing guy. And today I'm talking about people tweeting on topics they have little to no idea what they're talking about. In particular, tweets about how Twitter losing its entire finance, tax, and payroll teams is no big deal. I'll tell the story here in a minute, but if these tweets are the best the Twitterverse has to offer, then just shut down the platform. Two of my favorite tweets on this topic are, anyone can hire a payroll vendor overnight who will take care of your entire company's payroll. It would not be a problem for Twitter in the least. And how difficult can it be to hire a new staff for the payroll department in a large company? Before I go into these tweets that prove people love to talk about topics they know nothing about, here's the backstory in a nutshell. Elon Musk bought Twitter. He sent out an email with an ultimatum to all the employees. The choice was either to sign on to the new vision and version of Twitter, or not sign, which in effect means your employment is over. Before the deadline, Twitter had around 7,000 employees. After the deadline passed, less than half of the employees had signed. Of those who left the company, several departments, entire departments, including the U.S. tax team, financial reporting, and payroll teams, all left. Along comes a post on LinkedIn from a payroll professional. This professional wrote a great post on this story. It included her insights from a payroll perspective, as well as actual tweets on the story. She outlines how little people know about payroll and that payroll professionals need to tell a better story of what they do. Granted, the highlighted tweets are just a sample, but in my opinion, the tweets prove the point that, like every social media platform, users are not required to have actual intelligence, experience, or facts to voice their opinion. For instance, that previous tweet that said, how difficult can it be to hire a new staff for the payroll department in a large company? Let's dissect that one. Starts out, how difficult can it be to hire new staff? Well, it turns out that the entire hiring process in this country has come under scrutiny for being broken. By the way, does Twitter still have their HR department? Are all the recruiters still on staff? And remember, half of Twitter resigned, so they need a few more people than just payroll professionals. Hiring has been a major issue for a majority of the nation in the last 2 years. So, how difficult can it be? Turns out it was never more difficult than it is today. Let's continue. How difficult can it be to hire a new staff for the payroll department? You're right, there must be hundreds of payroll professionals waiting for Twitter to call them for an interview. I'm sure that there will be no shortage of qualified candidates to go through the hiring process, be brought on board, and be productive in, you know, a day or two. Let's see the rest of the tweet then. How difficult can it be to hire new staff for the payroll department in a large company? I'm sure that new payroll professional you just hired yesterday has already processed the payroll for next week for thousands of employees across the U.S. Twitter has 6 offices in the U.S. and, of course, those working from home, as well as processing the severance pay for all those who left the company. And it's been processed perfectly with no errors after spending one full day as a new employee learning the entire process. This is not a slam on payroll professionals at all. They know their stuff. I'm saying that processing payroll for an international company with thousands of employees versus processing payroll for a 50-employee company where all the employees live in town is night and day different. Let's take a look at the other tweet. It said, anyone can hire a payroll vendor overnight. We'll take care of your entire company's payroll. It would not be a problem for Twitter in the least. Now, this tweet assumes that Twitter doesn't use a payroll vendor already. Anyone can hire a payroll vendor overnight. That's how it starts. You're right. All the payroll vendors out there literally sign new clients after just a few minutes of conversation. Happens every day. The payroll vendors, you know, they don't have a vetting process. They have systems built that can easily plug in a new client that accommodates every nuance and need because all clients are the same, of course. And they have, you know, those vendors have staff sitting on the bench ready to take on a client with thousands of employees in multiple locations nationwide. Sure they do. Disregard all of that I just said because Twitter obviously already has a payroll vendor. The payroll vendor acts on the file sent from the company's payroll team. So if the company doesn't have a payroll team, there's no file. And if there's no file, what's the vendor going to do? There's no paychecks. The problem is not the payroll vendor Twitter currently uses. The problem is getting accurate payroll information for the specified pay period for the company to the vendor. Again, this tweeter doesn't know what they're talking about. So how will Twitter get the accurate payroll information for the specified pay period and deliver it to the payroll vendor? Let's be clear. Elon Musk will throw money at this issue and they will probably not even hear the follow-up story about any issues. Probably. The optics that a multi-billionaire had an issue meeting payroll would be bad, so he'll fix it. Maybe by bringing in payroll personnel from one of the other companies he owns. My guess. It's probably wrong, but it's my guess. But that's the exception. That's Elon Musk and Twitter. I would bet that most other companies with thousands of employees do not have the resources Musk has. I would suggest that a company of 50 employees that lost the employees that process payroll, they would struggle to seamlessly handle the next pay period. Here's an example. I talked with a prospect that is a manager of a metalworking shop here in Wisconsin. He has 20 employees, and his part-time HR person quit. He had no clue how the payroll process worked on his end. Now, this situation has been resolved, and going forward, we will work with him to, in his words, build a boat that will float in all kinds of weather. But he didn't know how it worked. So just to show you that I'm not picking on just two tweets here, here's a handful more from this story. I think you can see how well thought out all of them are. Here we go. Tweet number one. Wait, did Twitter not use payroll software? Well, of course they do. Tweet number two. Is payroll still done by humans? I thought a company like Twitter would have it automated or at least outsourced it. My response, you're right. No need for any humans in the entire payroll process. Tweet number three. Payroll subject matter experts are a dime a dozen. This is not a total catastrophe. This will be the easy part. My response to that, subject matter experts are rarely a dime a dozen. That's why they are experts. They're hard to find. And here's a fourth one. Just move payroll to a third party. It will probably be cheaper, too. Of course, the Twitter employees will have to wait longer to get paid. Now, that one's my favorite. The last line goes, the employees will have to wait longer to get paid. Wonder how the folks who fired off these tweets would react if they were the ones who, quote-unquote, will have to wait longer to get paid. Or if they were the employer who had a meeting to tell his employees that they, again, quote-unquote, will have to wait longer to get paid. In fact, I'd love to be at that meeting. So, Twitterverse, you tell me. What's the big deal? Maybe have a little knowledge and experience before you fire off a post that makes you look less than educated. And will Twitter, the company, have any issues with payroll? Probably less than most companies. And we'll never hear how much work it will take to get them back on track. But how about your company? Are you built to float in all kinds of weather? If your payroll team all left today, would payroll get processed correctly on the 15th and the 30th during the December holidays at year end? Because, you know, year end's always quiet. There's nothing going on. I hope so. But then hope isn't really a business plan, is it? Thanks for listening. Be well.
I'm Kurt Otto, introducing the benefit companies. Between payroll, time management, human resources, health benefits, voluntary benefits, retirement plan, workers' comp, and ACA compliance, you likely have one super stressed office administrator utilizing multiple software platforms, struggling to keep up, who can't stay current with rules and regulations, or outsourced to multiple service providers who don't and don't want to work together. A smooth-running, regulation-compliant business administration is simple. Insource your own hand-picked benefit companies team. The benefit companies plugs your business into a powerful platform, allowing HR to stay in contact with payroll, to stay in contact with retirement plans, to stay in contact with insurance, to stay in contact with you. More than install, we join your team, managing reporting, supporting your business. You're in charge and free to run the business. You'll know your insourced local business administration team by name. They look forward to supporting every aspect of human capital management. Insource, the benefit company. Connect and simplify.com. We'll be right back.